And at 8:55, 38 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. It's been kind of a defensive overnight and early session here so far. We should go to Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
And pretty defensive here in the early going, it looks like.
Yeah, there's not a lot of new news out. The only thing that came out overnight that of significance is the fact that China canceled a rather large buy, 395,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans. And I noticed that they have been picking up Brazilian beans for March delivery over the last week's time. So perhaps it's just time for them to start sourcing beans out of the South rather than out of the U.S. As Drew pointed out, rather good weather in Brazil, a little bit of talk about dryness in Argentina, but not enough to support the markets this morning. The bean market's down anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 cents, with the November beans at 8.91 and a quarter, they're down 3. On the corn side, we've really been fractionally mixed since the market opened, and right now March corn is down about a half at 3.68 and 3 quarters, with the Dease at 3.89 and 3 quarters, also 3 quarters lower. Again, not a lot of new news there. There's some talk about China needing to buy corn, given the fact that domestic supplies are not in great shape. So the millers are looking for corn that's a little bit better quality. On the wheat side, Brian, we're down, but we've held yesterday's low. We put those lows in around noontime yesterday. Those have held, but still we're down 2 to 2.5 cents. The meal's really going to be critical today. If the meal can come back and trade higher, it's down now about $1.80 to $2. If it can come back and trade higher, then I think we have pretty good chances to see the beans come back as well. The livestock market's a little bit on the soft side on the cattle and the feeder cattle, which is kind of a switch from the last several days when we've had really sharp upside moves. I noticed that the February live cattle closed above the 100-day moving average, and that's the first time that's happened in several months. Today is the last trading day for January feeder cattle. They're up a quarter, while the other months are down 55 to 25 cents. The hog market continues to work higher. We've been at 14-week highs on the nearby hogs. We're up about a nickel there. The summer months are down 20 to 25 cents. So we've continued to see bull spreading in that market. The critical market, I think, to watch today is certainly going to be this crude market. It's been up $2. It's now trading about $1.50 higher. It's been a wild market, all the way back up to 34.82 on the nearby earlier this morning. Now trading around 33.85, so a full dollar off that high. Watch the U.S. dollar index as well. It's a little bit softer this morning. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that report here on this Thursday. Quick check of weather here in Champaign-Urbana. Increasing clouds, chance of sprinkles or flurries this afternoon with a high of 40 degrees, west winds 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low 24. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow. A high of 40 degrees by Saturday. We'll have a high of 51 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.